Since the signing of the Declaration of Independence, the country had compromised on the issue of slavery.
When the country expanded westward, so did our compromises.
The first major compromise was the Northwest Ordinance of 1787, which defined the process by which the Ohio territories would become states. One of the provisions in the Northwest Ordinance was the prohibition of slavery.
In 1820, the Missouri Compromise further delineated a balance between the North and the South.
It called for the admission as free states all land within the Louisiana Purchase, north of the line 36 degrees 30 minutes.
Territory south of this line would be admitted as slave states.
The Compromise of 1850 admitted California as a free state and allowed for the newly organized territories of New Mexico and Utah to decide the slavery issue by popular sovereignty, that is, by the votes of those living in the territories.
The Kansas-Nebraska Act of 1854 allowed popular sovereignty to determine whether Kansas and Nebraska would be admitted as free or slave states. This redefined the Missouri Compromise because both of these states are north of the 36-degree line.
In 1856, a mini-civil war raged in the Kansas Territory between pro- and anti-slavery forces.
This christened the region Bleeding Kansas.